Please be seated. I come to you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Good morning.
Good morning.
Ah, it is a good morning. This is the first day of the rest of our life. Yeah, have you thought about that? What a day to start the first day of our life on a Sunday. It's a great day. The Gospel of John this morning is interesting. It reminds us of the conundrum we find ourselves in our life. We're always wondering when the next shoe is going to drop. What is the next thing that's going to happen? Is it going to be as it used to be? Are we going to be at peace? Are we going to find happiness? And what's going to happen? Can you imagine, if you feel that way, can you imagine the absolute dismay and angst that the disciples are experiencing? You see, what you heard from St. John this morning is what is known as the farewell discourse. Jesus is letting them know that not too long he will ascend. He won't be there anymore. And they're struggling with this man they've been there with for 3 years, that they suddenly find that he's there and they might be able to hold on to him, but he keeps telling them, I'm not going to be there. But you will see me again. Can you imagine the out and out confusion, dismay, and disappointment? We experience that in many things of our life. We experience it in our family. You know, our children never lived the lives we thought they were going to live, but they're still our children. Our spouses may never turn out to be the ones that we thought they should be, but they're still our spouses. And the world does not always change the way that we think it should change, given our adherence to faith. Everybody else seems to be going about doing things, and we're in the process of struggling with the fact that the world is not different. But you see, the secret is we're supposed to be different. You see, the secret is that we don't live for today. We live for a day down the road in which we will be reacquainted and reunited with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. One of the greatest metaphors in the Bible is what Jesus uses in this passage from John. And in my priesthood, and if you've been a father and you've been around for your children's birth, Nancy, and I didn't tell you ahead of time, so I apologize. But Nancy went through this period of time during childbirth where I think I was the Antichrist. I heard, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you. But when the child was born, there was an amazing thing that happened. It's as though everything in the past fell away. And the miracle of childbirth, the miracle of participating with God in procreation, changed everything. Why did Jesus use that metaphor? Because he knew if we're faithful to our belief in him, if we're faithful to our discipleship in him, there will be pain and there will be anguish. There will be times that things absolutely do not turn out the way we thought they would. It happens in our life, it happens in our family, it happens in the church. But that does not change the fact that Jesus awaits us and we are to be faithful so that when this life is over, when we have done the work that we are called to do, we will see him again. And all of the pains that we have experienced will fall away. And the relationship with Jesus will be what is foremost and will bring us peace and joy. But the problem, you see, for modern Christians today is we live in a society that we want it all and we want it now. And so we don't understand striving. We don't understand struggle. We don't understand that we have to be faithful regardless of the circumstances we find ourselves in. Because what we live for is not here. What we live for is in eternity with Jesus Christ. I've spent the last 10 years doing pastoral work. And one of the greatest comforts for a family is to know that the person who has left this earth, A, was faithful in their faith and will see Jesus. B, we have the opportunity to be faithful and to see Jesus and them again. So the question for us this morning, and the question that Jesus is putting in front of his disciples, is really, what will you do with the rest of your life? Will you spend your life complaining and arguing and in absolute dismay about what you don't have, or what's happened to you, or what might you think might happen to you, or what might not please you? Or will you focus your life on what has been given for you? Jesus Christ. We are in Easter. And it's a time for us to remember that the same person that hung on the tree in Calvary will be there to greet us in heaven. Our place is not here. This is childbirth. The pains and anguish that we're going through now is what's necessary that we might receive the joy and the celebration of Jesus for eternity. This parish is at a very unique place. You've lived that pain and anguish, and we still will probably have more to go. But our eyes must be on Jesus. And it must be on the promise that he has, that if we were faithful, he too will be faithful. It's not about how big we are. It's not about how known we are. But it's about how faithful we are. Do everything that we do, is it done for Christ? Is it done based on the fact that when we get to heaven, we look forward to seeing him. We look forward to be welcome. In my priesthood, there's one phrase that I live to hear. And that's the only phrase I live to hear. Well done, good and faithful servant. And it should be the same one that we all want to hear. And it allows us to deal with the pain and the anguish of the childbirth that is his life. I've had the opportunity to tell many people we have two births. And we don't do either of them well. Ask anyone who's had a natural birth, mother who's given birth naturally to a child, it is incredibly painful. Bill Cosby characterized it as this: take your upper lip, fold it up over your forehead and to the back of your head, and that's a little bit like giving childbirth. Men, we can't understand it, but it is an incredibly painful experience. But what is the result of that childbirth is amazing and wonderful. And we as Christians are called to be faithful in that childbirth. The first one is painful. The first one is troubling. If you're a fetus, you are a young child, you fight every tooth and nail to stay in the womb. It's nice. It's comfortable. It's warm. You don't have to work. You're fed. You hear nice sounds. People say good things to you. Your mother cares for you. You don't have to work for food. Why should I leave? Oh, here's another contraction. I got to get out of here. We're the same way in our second birth to be with Jesus. You see, we're comfortable with this. We think we've got it ironed out. We really don't. And every time a new pain or a new toil or trouble comes along, we react, much like the child who is facing the contraction, without ever realizing that what is happening is we're being born into an even greater life, eternal in Jesus Christ. So my friends, my question to you this morning, are we caught up in the toil and the trouble and the pain of this life and have no vision of Jesus Christ? Or do we approach life from the singular thought, I will live my life in a manner that I will hear, well done, good and faithful servant. Do I live my life for today, or do I live my life for tomorrow? You see, that's what we're called to do. Everything we do in the church, everything we do in our life should be an installment for our life with Jesus Christ. Jesus is telling the disciples, I'm going away, you've got work to do. In fact, if you remember, not too much earlier, he told them, you will drink of this cup. You will die. You will suffer the things that I've suffered. But yet you are called to do the work. And so are we. Let us all ask ourselves this morning, where are our eyes? Are our eyes in this world, or are they on being with Jesus Christ for eternity? It's your view. You can choose.